Every year, the Justice Department awards billions of dollars in grants to organizations that deal with law enforcement. Everything from local police departments to after-school programs that teach conflict resolution. During the Bush administration, people accused Justice Department officials of funneling cash to political allies and personal friends. A House committee and the Justice Department's Inspector General both conducted investigations. So, almost 1 year into the Obama administration, I decided to look into how the process works today.
My name is Jay Gleans. I'm an investigator at the Project on Government Oversight.
When the Project on Government Oversight started digging into Justice Department grants in 2007, Jay Gleans tried to figure out where the money was going.
We went onto their website and tried to look for a list of awardees, and it wasn't available at all.
So you couldn't see who got the grant money from the Justice Department?
You couldn't see anything. You couldn't really see. I think 2004 was the latest information available. There was no transparency at all.
His organization used the Freedom of Information Act to get records about who received the money. And they found out that many organizations won government dollars automatically. The recipients didn't have to compete with other organizations for the cash. And some grant recipients seemed to have ties to the people at Justice who made decisions about where the money should go.
There's this appearance from the outside that favoritism was at play in the awarding these grant programs. And when you couple that with the lack of transparency, you have the situation where people begin to lose trust in government. And they begin to think that, you know, it's in our best interest not to create some good program which actually has long-term benefit, but to cozy up with people that are actually administering these grants.
Fast forward to 2010. Today, the Justice Department's website lists each specific grant, page by page, updated weekly. I can see, for example, that Fox Valley Technical College in Wisconsin received $11 million for child protection training programs in the last fiscal year. Brad Russ is Fox Valley's director for federal programs. He says people receiving government money have also seen changes in the last year.
There have been certainly increased levels of accountability, more reporting, much more of an emphasis upon performance.
Also, many grants that used to be automatic are now subject to a peer review process, where experts in the field evaluate who has the best grant proposal. With the stimulus money, the Justice Department distributed more than $5 billion in grants last year. In a typical year, the total is closer to $3 billion. Tracy Henke helped award grants during the Bush administration, and she says being able to track the flow of dollars also provides a guide to an administration's priorities.
You can see that not just the administration, but also Congress has increased funding for the COPS program, which is for salaries. That is something that the prior administration did not make a priority.
Under the COPS program, the federal government covers the cost of hiring more local police officers. With these new policies, organizations that are used to criticizing the Justice Department have changed their position. Meredith Fuchs is general counsel of the National Security Archive, a government openness organization.
And I have to say the Justice Department does seem to be out there talking about transparency and trying to encourage all of the agencies to do a better job.
But these changes are not all attributable to new leadership. Jake Weens of the Project on Government Oversight says things started to change late in the Bush administration, when reporters and lawmakers began to focus on justice grants.
They did start to then post lists, so I think the congressional spotlight certainly played a role in this as well.
The Obama administration's point person for Justice Department grants is Lori Robinson. Her title is Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Justice Programs. Robinson ran the office in the Clinton administration, and she did not plan to come back. But she told me Attorney General Eric Holder twisted her arm. I recently sat down with Robinson in her office, and I asked, if you really wanted to funnel money to your favorite group,
do you have the ability to just kind of make that happen?
Do I have the ability by law? Yes, I do. Would I do that? No, I would not.
If you chose to do it, would there be a way for somebody like me to see that you had done that?
Yes, because we'd have it posted on our website.
So what's your favorite charity? And have they applied for a Justice Department grant?
Well, I guess we could go check that out, couldn't we?
That raises another question, which is, I can see where the money has gone. Can I see, for example, whether those organizations were highly rated within the peer review process?
Oh, we don't make the peer review ratings public. And one of the reasons is I used to teach. It would be like posting all of the grades of all of the students. You know, these are all professionals in their field. And it might be, in fact, it would be, as somebody who used to write grants, pretty embarrassing for people. Oh, gosh, you know, hey, Joe, you wrote a pretty lousy grant application.
That makes sense. But at the same time, if somebody undeserving then is getting government money through favoritism or some other avenue, mm-hmm. the transparency seems to stop short of somebody on the outside being able to see that this person receiving the grant money actually was not highly rated within the peer review process?
We've gone back and forth on that, but I think there are limits to how open one can be about this without having some pretty unfavorable results for individuals.
I've heard it said that you can tell the priorities of an administration by looking at where the money goes. Mm-hmm. So if I were to look at where the grant money is going, what priorities would I see reflected in those grant awards?
There are some things we definitely are emphasizing in this administration. I'll give you a couple of examples. One is prisoner reentry. Now, it's not that the Bush administration was uninterested in that, but in the 2010 budget that was just signed by the president, we're going to be seeing $100 million in grants through this agency going to try to further the reintegration of prisoners.
And that's a jump.
It's a jump from $28 million this past year. $10 million of that will be going for research, which is another priority. We're really putting a big emphasis on science in this administration. You've heard the president talk about that. And science and looking at evaluation of programs is a big focus here.
What have you told the people who are below you in the hierarchy to ensure that your ethos of just because I can award $1 million to my charity doesn't mean that it's ethical for me to do so, to be sure that that ethos pervades all the way down through the ranks? What have you told people?
I have really laid down the law about the importance of competing grants so that we ensure that people who are interested in applying for grants from the Department of Justice all have an equal chance.
Are there people who have been used to getting a grant automatically for years and years who are upset to hear this?
I've had some people come in who are very unhappy. They're not getting kind of grants as usual, yes.
And what do you say to them?
It's a new era.
I wish people could see that look you just gave on the radio.
I'll try to convey it.
That's Lori Robinson, Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Justice Programs. She oversees billions of dollars in grant awards at the Department of Justice.